We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball tonight. The Lady Vikes of AHSTW will take on Exira HK Ottoman. We'll have coverage here on KSOM, and Katie Pace, head coach for the AHSTW Lady Vikings, joins us now. And coach, your opener tonight, how are you feeling about your team coming into this matchup?
You know, we're feeling good. We've put in a lot of preseason work already, and the girls are pushing. There's lots of, we're a young team this year, but there's lots of talent to unlock, and we are ready to go.
Very good. Let's talk about pitching first. You used a, you know, two-person rotation last year between Lorelei Whaling and Etta Partlow. So how do you feel about your pitching? Will you kind of do the same thing this year, or how are you approaching it?
You know, we have some different people in the lineup this year. Etta Partlow stepped away and is not coming back to pitch with us this year. She's on to some new adventures, and we wish her the best of luck. So we do have Lorelei Whaling back again. And then Sienna Christian did not go out last year. She played some club ball, and so she is returning with us. We also will have Hallie Goodman in that lineup this year. Last year, she didn't pitch for us because she had some issues with a shoulder. So between the three of them, I think we're sitting good.
So talk a little bit more about each one of those three pitchers and what style they bring, and you know, how they can work together as a team to, you know, maybe show some different styles to the hitters.
Yeah. Lorelei, again, was in our lineup last year, so she does a really good job coming in anytime we need her to. She sometimes will just, she's very honest with us in regards to whether she can feel that she is on or not. And because of that, we really appreciate knowing when we need to bring somebody else in. You know, this is my first year working with Sienna. I didn't have her when she was younger or anything like that, like I have with some of these other girls, but she brings a lot of experience outside of school. She's done a lot of work, like I said, in some club ball the last couple of years. And again, she just kind of knows. She's been working well. Both Lorelei and Sienna have been working well with our catcher, and just knowing their ins and outs and what's working and what they need to do in order to get it across the plate and do what we need it to as a team. Again, Hallie didn't pitch for us last year in preseason stuff. She's looking really good. So hopefully she'll be able to come into our lineup again as often as possible.
Very good. So we'll see how it all comes together pitching wise for you this year. Offensively, you know, you look at the numbers from last year, and you had a lot of balance top to bottom just in terms of run production. You know, I'm looking at seven different players in double figures and eight different players in double figures in RBIs. What do you like about your lineup coming into this season?
You know, again, just going back to like some changing and some things that we did. We have some girls that are out that have had surgery here in the last few weeks. So trying to fill some positions there has been interesting. Our lineup and the way that we approach things here the first couple of weeks might look a little different, but we are super excited. We have some girls, again, who've played a lot of softball in their lives, and they know kind of what to do and what they need to do, even without us telling them. But, you know, Kennedy Wyman is looking really good coming in. She'll do anything we ask of her. She plays hard and goes all out. Bree Wood's going to look good again this year. Brooke Lee has really stepped up, has a positive attitude. Clara Pace, good leader there. And she also was injured last year, but come back stronger and ready to go. And then we have some phenomenal eighth graders that are going to come up too, are always asking for more, going above and beyond. And I think people will be surprised at what they're going to do.
Yeah. Who are some of the injuries then that you have to deal with at the start of the year? And are they out for the year?
Yeah. Bella Lamp was injured during the last few weeks of track and had to have surgery. Kendra Hansen had surgery during basketball season, so both of those girls are out for our season.
Well, certainly that those are two full-time starters from a year ago, so that will hurt tremendously on your rotation. Mm-hmm. And like you say, you know, talk a little bit about some of the young players coming up that are going to have to fill some of those spots.
Yeah, we have some eighth graders coming up. Charlotte Petty, Keelan Goodman, and Jalen Johnson are both going to find themselves in our rotation for varsity this year. Again, they are just some phenomenal girls, both on the softball field and out, but they really impressed us so far this this preseason in regards to their work ethic, their determination, their like goal setting, and what they want to do with their career here. And we are definitely excited to see how they can continue to improve throughout the season and add to an already great roster.
So I want to ask you a little bit more about Kennedy Wyman. I mean, last year as an eighth grader, she hit 368, which is very good for an eighth grader. It's very good for any player, really. 11 RBIs, 25 hits, obviously a good productive hitter for you. What is her ceiling in terms of, you know, how far she can continue to rise as a hitter, as a player in the field for you?
You know, really there isn't a ceiling for her. I wish that people could see the amount of work that she puts in after practice, before practice, going to hitting lessons, going to whatever. You know, she has made herself the way that she is. It is not something, she's definitely talented, but she works hard and continues to grow each and every day. She asks questions. Like I said, she goes all out, whether it's offensively or defensively, and she's just a hard player. She does what she needs to do. She listens to feedback. She's always asking, what else can I do? How can I help? She's just a phenomenal person.
And then another one, Clara Pace, it's always important to have a good catcher. I mean, you had to have a young player play that position last year. How did she, develop as your catcher? And I mean, it didn't affect her hitting. She had 333 for you.
Yeah. Clara really is just like the leader of our team. Again, a good catcher is always the leader, but she truly is the leader. She's very vocal. She keeps us all in line, both coaches and players. She just has a right balance between joking around and getting to work. Last year, she had some hamstring injuries there right at the beginning of June. And so she didn't get to really show her true talent, I guess I would say. But she's really doing a good job this year. She's coming back healthy. But yeah, again, just someone who puts a lot of work in the off season and does what she needs to do for our team. She's just a good person all around also.
So what do you see as the biggest key for this softball team to come together this year? You had some success last year, 16-9. This team has won some games in recent seasons, double-digit in victories in the last six seasons. What's your key for, you know, this team this year?
You know, we keep continuously talking about our why. So, you know, when I talk about like, how do I motivate? How do we push? How do we whatever? We focus on our why. Why do we go out for softball? Why do we put in all this extra work when it'd be much easier to sit at home or play with our friends, you know, when it comes time for summertime? But why do we do drills? Why are we out here? And just thinking through, like, we are going to play our ball. There's a little bit of change here for this year, but we are going to play our ball. We're going to make sure that even though we're a young team, we're going to unlock some of this talent. We're going to make sure that we find a right fit for each and every one of them. We're going to make sure, you know, the last few practices, some of these things have really came together, and no matter who is in the other dugout, we're going to play our game.
Well, it all comes together tonight. Tough opener with Xyria HK Audubon, and we'll have coverage on KSOM with the 7 o'clock first pitch. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight and, of course, throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Katie Pace, head coach for AHSTW softball, with us here on KSOM.